Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Arellano. We're very, very glad to have you here today and very, very excited. We have a wonderful guest with us today. His name is Danny Golke. He is the owner and proprietor of a restaurant in the North Bend area called Boxley's. But this is a very unique and a special kind of place, and we're going to be talking more with Danny about him and about his organization and the way that he is making a huge contribution to the community in general, and it has to do with some jazz music. So I'm really excited. We're going to hear some really cool jazz.
Awesome, Daddy-O.
First, I was going to tell you, welcome, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
My microphone is making me kind of do funny things here. We'll fix that on the commercial, but
sure,
I feel like
I'm blame the microphone.
Yeah. Nice.
You're always doing funny things.
I am. And it's
because as we worked out on the last show, you're going to have a new career as a comedian.
That's it. And you're supposed to be the straight man. And then I'm
right.
A funny, dippy person, kind of the George and Gracie kind of feel. I have a sneaking suspicion.
Right.
It's the way that you're setting this up.
Well, maybe like Abbott and Costello or Laurel and Hardy or something like that.
Sure. Except for we look a little bit different.
You just have to get really angry at me. Or maybe
yeah,
I'm the one that gets angry at you. I don't remember how the dynamic works, but we'll figure it out.
I'm not an angry person. I just realized that.
I guess I'm going to have to do all the anger.
You're going to have to be the
damn
angry
it,
guy.
Kim.
You could be the angry bird and wee, wee, wee.
You're supposed to be angry, not me.
Damn it, Jim.
Okay.
I'm giving her all she's got. Anyway. Before we get started talking with Danny, we're going to be talking music today. It's going to be very exciting. I did want to remind everybody about some really great events that are coming up. One to remind everybody that Night on a Dark Trail is coming to the Snoqualmie Valley on October 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. And this isn't your average haunted house because, first of all, there's no house. You're going to be walking through
it's a trail, right?
Dark trail.
Hence
yes.
The name.
And it's at night.
And if you want to learn more about this, of course, they were guests. The coordinator of this event was a guest on the show a couple weeks ago, and you can download the podcast.
Right? Mark Henning was on the show,
yeah.
And Mark Henning has a local organization that takes care of pets, and this is something that he does to fulfill his passion. And you can go to nightonadarktrail.weebly.com. to get more information, or of course you can go to walkthetalkwithkim.com or go to my Facebook page at Walk the Talk with Kim and get more information on Night on a Dark Trail and come join us. And also, Mark wanted to let me know that if you have a business, carve a pumpkin and bring a pumpkin and get some free advertising about your business. There's going to be a pumpkin contest.
So carve your logo in the pumpkin? Is that the
whatever
idea?
You want to do. It's open for interpretation. You can do whatever you want with your pumpkin.
Cool.
Well, G-rated.
Right.
Well, right. PG-rated.
Okay.
PG-13. Because I've seen some pretty cool stuff on Facebook that people have done with their pumpkins that I don't know.
And I've seen some pretty racy stuff in PG-13 movies, so maybe PG is good.
Okay, we'll settle with PG. We'll settle with PG. Great. And then the other event that I wanted to remind folks about is we've got the new Livelihoods Job Fair and new business development that is coming to the Snoqualmie Valley at Chief Kana Middle School in Falls City. On November 5th from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's going to be live music, kids' activities. Keynote presenter is going to be David Corton. He's the co-founder of Yes Magazine and author of Agenda for a New Economy, about how we can build a new economy. And the focus of this job fair is really about the community coming together and helping those folks that need jobs, helping those people that are not looking for jobs anymore. They're going to start their own businesses because that's happening a lot. And giving them resources and coming together as a community to help each other and do new business development. If you have something to offer the group, like, for example, I'm going to be running a series of three workshops called Unemployed, Underemployed, or Just Hate Your Job. Mm. And we're going to go through the process of figuring out what it is you're motivated to do and making sure you brand yourself, as well as give you tools and techniques. So when you go into that job interview, you're focused, you're centered, you're poised, and you're bringing your best foot forward, as opposed to the desperate, please, dear Lord, hire me approach, which isn't working
right.
Very well.
Rarely works.
No, desperation really, and you know, desperation is really not good for negotiation.
True enough.
Not a good thing. So we're going to be talking about that at the fair. So for more information and to register or to be an employer, to put a booth up, whatever, we're always looking for folks, you can go to www.newlivelihoods.net. That's newlivelihoods.net. And of course, you can go to walkthetalkwithkim.com on Facebook and the website to get more information on that as well. And I think that's all the announcements that I had. Woo! A lot of things going on.
It's a busy time of year.
It is. I love this time of year. And it looks like the weather's shifting, but I've loved the weather this week. It was almost 70 degrees yesterday. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Very nice fall so
far. Very nice fall. Well, in spirit of the fall and in spirit of change, I did want to welcome Danny Kolke here today. I don't know how I'm going to tie that together, but I'm just going to go with that. Danny's looking at me like going, I can't believe I agreed to come on with you today.
Segues aren't necessarily what the show is
not
about.
Not my strength. I'm not a professional. I just pretend to be one. That's all I do. I just pay the production costs so they let me talk on the radio. But I want to welcome you, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I know Danny because he owns a local restaurant in town. And what's been great about Danny and his restaurant is that he gives back a lot to the community. So whenever I need him to help support us on something, I asked Danny, and that's kind of how we got to know each other. But the food at the restaurant is excellent. That's what first drew me in. But we'll talk a little bit more about the actual restaurant. But we want to learn about you, Danny. So you've got this passion, and you decided you're this corporate executive business owner kind of guy, and you decided that you were motivated to live a passion. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened and what you did and where we are now?
Yeah, happy to kind of bring you up to speed on how we got there. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my wife, though, because really I couldn't do that without her support and her help. And technically, she's running the business along with some great employees. I'm more of the absent-minded piano player that shows up and schmoozes with the patrons and plays piano and gets to work with kids and teach them about jazz. And typically don't show up until after 5 because I have a day job. So this is, you know, I tell people that, you know, this is my hobby. Some people have boats. Some people fix up cars.
Some people have radio shows.
Some people have radio shows. I have jazz club. So so there you go.
Very cool.
But if you go back many, many, many years, I got into jazz at a pretty early age. No thanks to my brothers who brought home some wonderful CDs they were cassette tapes at the time from college with some great music that I just got hooked to at a very early age. And I wanted to emulate that. I wanted to learn how to play it. So I kind of went overboard and wore out those records and those cassette tapes. Early memories of listening to Dizzy Gillespie and Oscar Peterson and my favorite piano player of all time, Gene Harris. And I just got hooked on the sounds that they were making. And,
now, did you play piano before you were exposed to jazz music?
Yeah, I actually started on violin and piano about the same time. It was required in my house that by my parents that I learn how to play violin, piano, and accordion, primarily because my grandparents gave us an accordion. So I had to do all three, and then I could do whatever I want. So, you know, that left trumpet. So I had to pick up another instrument because I couldn't live with three. I needed four. So like every, you know, 10-year-old kid, I'm going to play four instruments, right?
Right.
So
no, but yes.
So that's what I did. And we lived back in on the East Coast at the time when I got started with music. And then we moved out here to the Seattle area. And I just fell in love with the piano because I could sit there all by myself and construct music. And my very first teacher focused on music composition and encouraged us to compose. And I remember my first recital playing a tune that I wrote. I don't remember if it was any good, quite honestly, but I remember being encouraged to do so. And jazz as a genre is obviously focused on improvisation and a very creative atmosphere. And I enjoy it so much. And I just fell in love with the genre and
now,
I've never looked back.
Now, your mom and dad, I would assume that they're into music, or were they just living vicariously through their children?
That's a really good question. My dad's a minister of many, many years. And it was required that I learn how to play hymns for church. So I started playing hymns at church. And of course, I started jazzing them up beyond your average American Baptist church.
Oh.
So I've gotten in trouble with a few white-haired ladies over the years for different renditions of Amazing Grace, et cetera. But And if you're out on Boxley's on a Sunday night, you'll hear some variations of said gospel tunes that we like to play with the trio. So,
And your mom, did she play?
My mom played piano a little bit, but not really as seriously.
And you have brothers and sisters? Did they all play too?
Both my brothers are musicians as well. They got me hooked. They're 7 and 9 years older than me.
Oh, okay. So then you were the little baby.
Yeah, one of my brothers made me fill out practice sheets when I was a kid. I guess I was a social experiment. That's what I like to say. So, yeah, Brother Ray made me fill out practice sheets and give them to him. There you go.
That's the story. I want to talk a little bit when we come back about a concept that I think you and I have talked about before, but about the arts and the importance in our educational system. And I want to talk a little bit about that. But I do want to talk more about the Boxley's Music Fund.
Right.
And I want to talk more about what's available when people want to go and they want to listen to some really great jazz. But we have to take a break. And we're going to go and play out with some music from the Danny Kolke Trio. Compliments of the Boxley's Music Fund. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim.
Hi, this is Jerry Pearson, and along with my wife, Michelle Pearson, we're at the Pearson Law Firm, where we're called lawyers. But the truth is, we're really fathers and mothers and a family of people who are members of a community where we are committed to preventing harm and protecting others, to enforcing rules that enhance our lives and take care of our families. That's what we do. That's who we are. At the Pearson Law Firm, you can call for a free case evaluation by calling 1-800-423-8473. We work with colleagues. We collaborate. We're committed to expertise and resources and making them available to members of our community. Call us at 1-800-423-8473 or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Remember the pink tow truck? It was a Seattle icon. But did you know the mastermind behind the marketing was also one of Seattle's successful entrepreneurs? Learn life lessons from Ed Lincoln by reading his new autobiography, Life Through the Rearview Mirror. Available at area bookstores and online, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and click on the link.
Tell your friends the place to be is Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Ooh, for a moment there, I kind of had that jazz DJ smooth voice going, didn't I?
Very smooth.
I surprised myself with that one. You're listening to the smooth sounds of jazz. Ooh, I like that. Very good stuff. So that's your trio.
Yeah, that is the Danny Kolke Trio. So in jazz, we're really sophisticated. We don't have fancy names. We just name it after whoever booked the gig. And since
call
I booked the
is.
Gig, it's the Danny Kolke Trio.
That's right. Call it what it is.
But it's usually myself, Greg Williamson on drums, and John Hamer on bass. So fabulous musicians here in the Seattle area.
So to the outsider, one would look at you and say, okay, so you're this successful software guy that bought a restaurant so he can play his jazz music. Is that accurate?
You could say that. If you go back many, many, many moons ago, I first released my album. Actually, I dropped out of high school to play jazz. Mm. And I played with a local community college, Edmonds Community College. I was in their program over there called Sound Station, and I was in their jazz band program, and a guy named Dave Bardoon, and then Kirk Marcy, who's still there. Fabulous program up at Edmonds. And I did my first CD when I was 19, and I was really excited about it. It got on national airplay. It was a fun little deal, thanks to the guys at KPLU. But I really didn't like doing the piano bar gig thing, and I didn't want to have to play Tie a Yellow Ribbon 10,000 times or Evergreen or The Love Boat to pay the bills. So I decided to, go do something else. And I've kind of put the dream on hold for a long time and said, someday I'll pick it up again. And the whole jazz club thing kind of evolved as a joke. At one point, somebody said, so what are you going to, are you going to play music again? Because I pretty much stopped playing piano for about 10 years. And I didn't play at all. And I used to say, oh, someday I'll sell my company and buy a jazz club. And that way I can play whenever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I never sold the company, but the rest we did do. So,
Yeah. Thanks
to a guy named Dave Cook, he called me up and he said, "Hey, you serious about doing that jazz club thing?" And I said, "I might be." And so, got to thinking about it and decided to do it 2 years ago.
Now, have you had any restaurant experience whatsoever before you decided to?
I worked at McDonald's when I was 15.
Oh, boy.
I worked at 16. I worked at a Subway sandwich shop when I was 18. So
you never asked your financial advisor, I guess, if owning a restaurant was a good investment.
No. And I would have to say I'm not under any impression that it's a good investment. So if you're looking to get in the restaurant business to make money, you probably don't want to do it in a small town in the hills, 35 miles away from a major metropolitan area. If we were going to do it to make money and that was the only purpose, we would have, looked at a different location.
Well, I think that's what makes Boxley's so unique. I mean, there had been restaurants in that location, several restaurants, if I remember correctly, before. And they didn't go well. It is hard to get a restaurant going, period, let alone, like you said, in a small town. I think we've got, 57 restaurants or some ungodly amount in the valley.
You're supposed to do market research, but I never did any. I kind of drove around and I said, hey, there's not a lot to do in this town. How about we put a jazz club here?
Yeah.
And the downtown of North Bend is a very cute little town. And it just seemed like, as we stood there on the sidewalk looking at the space, it just seemed like this would be a fun place to, plant something and to start something and, to make a run at it. And the commitment we had was, hey, we're going to do this. And as long as we can do it and as long as we're having fun doing it, we're going to do it.
Well, and the restaurant is beautiful. You decorated it. And it's got this huge fireplace. And I mean, if you want to know who's who in town or if you want to go hang out, you just head down to Boxley's. There's always somebody parked out at the couch in front of the fireplace. It just seems to be kind of a evening coffee shop for the locals now.
Yeah, the couch is definitely a good spot to hang out.
Not to mention you have the best macaroni and cheese I have ever had in my life.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I love it too.
I'm telling you, all you macaroni and cheese fans out there, it's incredible. And then we ask for bacon.
It's not good diet food.
Oh no, no. But we ask for bacon, so that makes it even better. So you have bacon and drinking that, and then we have our little drinks. It's a great place to hang out. But what type of food do they serve? Do you serve there?
It's really a mixed grill. The place that we bought is actually an Italian restaurant, so. The kitchen is set up for Italian, but we added a bunch of American grill type foods. We've got quite a few burgers on the menu, but it's a pretty mixed menu. Lots of pasta still, the regulars love the salmon, the steaks, nice cut of steak too. We're definitely not a steakhouse. I mean, we only have one steak on the menu, but. A lot of people just come in for burgers and music, and a lot of people come in for pasta and a special evening. The chicken marsala is to die for.
It's my favorite. I love the chicken marsala. Yes, it's just excellent.
And we make all our own desserts. Mm-hmm. So the cheesecake, my favorite is the New York cheesecake. But right now I think we have pumpkin spice cheesecake, which is awesome as well.
I'll have to come in and try that. And one of the, let's talk about the music fund really quick, because that all ties in obviously to the restaurant. So when does the music start?
The music starts every night at 7 o'clock, and we do two sets from 7 to 8:15 and then 9 to 10. and we feature regional performers. We've had a few headliners in there and some more popular names. Last week, Pearl Django was in as an example, very popular group. But we also like to feature regional and local talent, and it's a very vibrant community when it comes to jazz, and there aren't enough places for musicians to play. Mm-hmm. And so as we started looking at, you know, hey, do we want to do this, we did a little bit of research in terms of just the jazz community and what was going on, and what we felt is a real void for people that love the music, both as patrons as well as musicians, and not having enough nice places to play. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to expose your family to this type of music, there's a lot of places that are just, they're over 21, they're in the basement of some place, it's a bar and they play it. They're not really family-friendly environments. And then you've got some great places in town, I mean, namely Jazz Alley, mm-hmm. which is a great place to go. But the problem is the price point's not there that you can go there and hang out all the time. It's not like the average person right. can take their family to Jazz Alley every week. You can take your family every week to Boxley's mm-hmm. and hang out and listen to great music and expose your kids to that. As we started to work on that and get to know the jazz community, the more we fell in love with the people, the more we fell in love with the musicians, the patrons, on all sides of the equation. And we started to figure out, well, how can we do this for a very long time?
Right. And you record those sessions. So, for example, what we're listening to today was recorded from some bands that had played. And you've got the really nice equipment and all that kind of fun stuff to record. And so every month a new CD comes out from Boxley's. That's kind of the best of the local musicians.
Yeah, it's a little bit more involved than that. We actually record every night, and we have a member website where the members of the Music Fund can log on and listen to the music and stream it and listen to the musicians. So if they miss a night or something, they can catch up and actually not have to physically be there every day.
So tell us about the Music Fund.
So we started the Boxley Music Fund last year, last fall, looking at different models that could help sustain a live music program for a long time in the community. And we developed this urge with local patrons to do more in the community. So we started talking about, hey, it'd be great to do a regional jazz festival out by us and support our local town. It'd be great to support getting live music into other venues. So as we started expanding, we realized that if we're going to be dependent on how much mac and cheese we sell in North Bend, Washington, we're not going to be able to grow this program.
You can only eat so much.
You can only eat so much.
Macaroni, cheese, and bacon, yes.
So we decided we needed to come up with another funding source. And looking at different programs out there, a lot of the programs that support jazz are nonprofit organizations, different festivals, other venues. As an example, Jazz Alley is affiliated with, I think, PJI, Pacific Jazz Institute. I don't have their website up in front of me, but as an example, there are other examples of organizations that are working with nonprofits to fund supporting live music and music education. So we decided that this is a viable program to put together, and we devised a membership program, and where basically subscribers have either a basic membership, which is music only, get access to the website, listen to the music all the time as much as they want, and that's a $25 subscription that we do, and then we send them a monthly compilation CD as well. And we also have a premium membership where the restaurant donates a gift card, so the premium members also get gift certificates to buy food and support the venue as well as the music. And so we put that together. We've got it. It's run by the patrons and different members of the organization right now. We've got a board, and we've also got some participation from local music teachers that are involved for the programs that we do with the kids, and also a representation from the musicians that come out and perform and support regional artists.
And so how does somebody find out more information on the Music Fund?
Well, of course, we're all over the internet, right? So BoxleyMusicFund.com is the main website, and that is for members, but you'll see links to find out more about the fund and signing up.
Fund.org?
.com.
Right.
BoxleyMusicFund.com.
And that's Boxley, B-O-X-L-E-Y, musicfund.com.
Correct.
Yeah. And we'll put that information, of course, on Walk the Talk with Kim. And you can also get information on the restaurant and the hours that you're open and how to get there.
If you search for Boxley's on Facebook, you'll find us. You'll find us on Twitter. You'll find us on the internet.
Everywhere.
It's amazing these days.
Isn't that a nice way to put it? And so part of this music fund, you also have nights where kids and even adults, if they want to, can come and have some open mic time, and also you have lessons and stuff that goes on there?
Correct. We do several different programs right now that we have going on. One of them is every Tuesday night. We call it Future Jazz Heads, and it's kind of evolved in the true nature of jazz, just, you know, flippant tongue one night said, hey, we're going to get a bunch of kids out and Future Jazz Heads, and now it's evolved into a regular program. But we bring out some kids from the high school. We've got kids from the middle school. And then we bring out some pros. And we basically pay the professionals to play with the kids and teach the kids and give them tips and pointers. So last night we had Michael Barnett out, wonderful bassist, playing. And one of our resident drummers, Brian Gamerick, was out there, and myself. And we worked with, I think we had, you know, six kids last night, and we also helped them record some demo videos for audition tapes they're sending off to the Grammy band. So best of luck to them. But they sound fabulous, and I was just reflecting on how one trumpet player, a kid named Aaron, who's come such a long ways in the last year that we've been doing this. It's just he's got a great sound. He's got great ideas. He's not a pro yet, but he's getting there.
Oh, that's fantastic!
And he's only a junior this year. So
in high school,
we got him one more year.
Amazing. What a wonderful thing to do. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about music education, because this is something that's important to me, and I know it's very, very important to you. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. We're going to listen to a little bit more music from Boxley's and the jazz musicians that play there.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and at our firm, whether we're working on an automobile crash case or helping a client who's been injured by a defective product, we focus on justice. We're passionate about serving our clients. Our successful approach focuses on the right issue at the right time, with the best tools and expertise available. We focus on collaboration and cooperation. Clients support that process, and they respect our abilities to manage the legal process, to demystify it, and to explain choices and opportunities, and also their responsibilities. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's PearsonLawFirm.com. Or you can check us out at WalkTheTalkWithKim.com.
There's an exciting new Astrology Hour, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. with Deborah Silverman. Deborah's unique blend of psychology and astrology turns planetary language into plain English. Join us for an interactive hour that's guaranteed to give you personal insights in a fun and entertaining way. Tune in to Deborah Silverman Live. Whatever your life question, marriage, job, family, relocation, or just curiosity, call for a live reading Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and visit Deborah's website at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com.
Hello, this is Kim Ariano of Walk the Talk with Kim. The reality is staggering. South Africa has one of the highest incidences of HIV/AIDS in the world. This fact results in millions of orphans left in the care of other family members, friends, or fending for themselves in child-headed households. Focus on Itemba offers orphans and vulnerable children a new direction in life through loving foster care homes with committed parents and a real opportunity for a good education. Please consider sponsoring a child to receive the needed stability to change their world. Go to itembakids.org or follow the links from walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. What song was that? What song
Autumn
was that?
Leaves.
Autumn Leaves?
Yeah, and it was wonderful local artist, Kelly Eisenhower, tremendous vocalist. She's also a teacher down at Green River Community College.
It's amazing. It's too bad there's not more money for jazz musicians to play more.
You know, jazz as a genre has always been supported by the good graces of the patrons. I mean, you go back to the early days, there's stories of, you know, the big names of jazz falling asleep on Nika's couch. And there's some great tunes about Nika's dream. And she was a patron that supported a lot of the musicians. It's just part of the history. It's always been dependent on the good graces of others. It's never really been the mainstream moneymaker that you have. I mean, there's some bands that have broken out of that and some artists that have broken out of that. But there is a huge volume of mid-tier, fabulous musicians that need more places to play. And and the more we get to know them, the more we love providing a place.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that jazz is kind of seen that way? Is it just not enough focus on it from a marketing perspective? Is it because they don't do boy band dances with their jazz moves? Or
yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Some of the people might be ugly to look at. I don't. I don't fashion myself as, you know, being on the cover of anything. So I haven't really thought about that. I just love the music.
Yeah,
and not everybody does.
Yeah.
But
certainly, if you like good music and if you like jazz. I mean, I've never been a heavy jazz listener, but I do know that going into the restaurant and listening to it and being a lover of music in general, it is definitely an experience.
Yeah, it's an experience. It's an ambiance. It's it's a feeling you get, and it's all of those things.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We were talking a little bit about some of the programs that are offered there. So you've got the Music Fund, you've got, the learning for kids
right.
to get involved in music. There's also for adults, there's some vocal opportunities there.
We do a bunch of stuff. Also on the kids front, we have different regional bands come out. We've had different middle school bands come out, high school bands come out and play. So we like supporting those nights as well. We've got a couple events coming up in the fall. There's a great music school here close to here called Roberts Music Institute, and we host their performance night every 3 months. So we're excited to do that. Jay Roberts, fabulous guitarist, and what they're doing is great stuff, teaching kids and adults on how to play in bands. And I think last time we had 16 bands play. It's a crazy night from all genres, not just jazz. On the adult front, we do clinics on a monthly basis. Last month, we brought out a guy named Morty Ferber from New York, fabulous guitarist, and taught a clinic. And I think we had more adults there than kids that particular one. But it's first day of the school, first month of the school year. Adults are encouraged to come as well. We're happy to host it. It's usually an hour to an hour and a half before we do the set for that night when we do a clinic like that. And then we've got another regular program, Carolyn Gray, another wonderful singer, songwriter, and pianist from Seattle, has been doing the Carolyn Gray Vocal Soiree. So there's some marketing for you. It rhymes. So
that's awesome. Carolyn Gray Vocal Soiree.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm still learning how to spell it, it is a lot of fun. So, and that's about every other Monday night, and that's posted on our website.
And so people just show up and... What happens?
Typically, we like to have them come out and meet Carolyn, get to know her a couple of times, and sing for her a little bit, because we want to make sure that it's not just a vocal karaoke thing. We want to maintain some quality here.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to have them prepare some stuff with Carolyn and come back. And so she keeps a schedule of different folks that are going to fill the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely encouraged to come out and meet her. And if you're, interested in learning how to sing and doing that, Carolyn's great to work with.
Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about music education. So by age 10, you were playing 4 instruments. And by 19 or so, you were starting a company, I guess, or going to college or moving on.
Yeah.
So to speak.
It was an interesting time.
Yeah.
The other side of that story is the teachers went on strike in 1987. So I did too. Yeah, I think they were on a 40-plus day strike up in the Edmond School District. And I was already playing with a community college jazz band. And my brothers came back from school and said, hey, you know, he's already playing with a community college. Why doesn't he just drop out of high school and take, you know, regular classes over at the community college? So that's what I did. So technically I dropped out, but I did go to community college right away and played jazz.
And you have your degree now. You graduated from high school.
I got an AA degree and I got a high school diploma. And
perfect.
and technically, I got the AA degree, I think, 3 months after the high school diploma. So I like to say I was in college for 3 months, but in reality, it took me 6 years.
You're a little bit of an overachiever, are you
not?
Yeah,
I don't know about that. 6 years to get an AA degree, it's not rocket, you know, that's not blazing speed, is it?
How do you think, you know what, it took me, I didn't get my degree until I was almost 40. That's... It comes when you're ready. You just do whatever it is you're supposed to be doing, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. That's the way I see it. Yeah. Why force it?
Yeah, I don't know. I at the time, I thought I was a big disappointment for my dad. My dad has
well, he's the one that wanted you to do the music thing.
Yeah, he wanted me to play at church, not necessarily do a career in it. So
he created a monster.
Yeah, a little bit of a monster there.
How do you think that music... And this could be a philosophical question. This could be a scientific question. So whatever direction you want to go. When do you think that music is that there's an aspect of music that helps you with intelligence as you go into business or as you go into software?
Yeah, I think, I know a lot of guys in the software business that are musicians, a lot of programmers. I know a lot of scientists that are musicians. It's music allows you to approach things from a very systematic methodology. And I think the habits that you form in learning how to play music and the structure that you learn, it's already been proven, you know, helps you in math and science tremendously. And it doesn't surprise me that when you go to a high school and you see the kids that are good in music, they're usually really good in their classes too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty consistent. To see that no matter where you go. In any good music program where you've got some great teachers that are really passionate about music, the kids not only excel in music, they excel in all their classes. And that's exciting to see. And I part of it's a mystery to me. I don't know if it's just, you know, arousing your brain so you're able to absorb more. I don't know what it is. I can't begin to speak to that.
Yeah.
But there are other... Are there artists that know the facts on that one? But.
Well, we do know that music does engage and encourage not only the big part of your brain and the right side of your brain, but also the emotional and the fight or flight response in your brain as well.
Right.
And it just opens it up. And so it would seem to me that from a spatial systems perspective, nonlinear, somewhat linear, it opens us up to all different kinds of aspects of looking at the world.
Right.
So.
It's a huge confidence builder, too, for kids.
Yeah.
I got shanghaied into another venture. So this year, as if I wasn't busy enough, I'm volunteered to teach 2 days a week at 6:30 in the morning, the local Jazz 2 kids at the middle school. And, so here's an amazing story. Guy comes in, brand new middle school, guy named Matt Wenman, and he's passionate about jazz. We meet up, you know, I think, first year he was there and start the club.
And this is up at Twin Falls?
Twin Falls.
Yeah.
And this year he had 52, 54 kids show up for auditions for jazz band.
Wow.
And it's a commitment to be there at 6:30 in the morning, you know, 5 days a week.
Wow.
So he called me and basically said, hey, I don't want to turn these kids away. I'd love to have a second jazz band. And since I drop off my daughter anyway, you know, do you want to stick around and teach them about jazz? So it's been a real treat for me to get the newbies and the rookies. And so I'm there twice a week in the morning at 6:30, you know, just teaching them the basics of improvisation. It's great to see. And a lot of what I teach them is right now is basically listening and learning to play what they're listening to and without written music. And it's fun to see the light bulbs go off when they figure out a pattern and they figure out a rhythm and they figure out the notes and it sounds cool.
Yeah.
And they can hear themselves playing something that's simple but cool. It's a wonderful feeling.
I've heard that band and that particular teacher, he deserves a medal. He's incredible. I've heard that band play. They came and played for the local Chamber of Commerce, and they were really good.
Yeah, they sound...
professional. Well, from my untrained ear.
Well, for a middle school band, it doesn't surprise me that it took first place at the Bellevue Jazz Festival last year. They did a great job.
Amazing, amazing. And to think that we have such a crisis that we could lose our music programs. I can't even imagine how we don't make the connection between, like you said, music and scores and math. And we have a crisis with math in this state, you know, especially I know in our school district. But certainly other school districts struggle with math, and that we see this correlation between math and music, why we don't invest more into. But I think some people look at math and PE and art as, you know, electives, nice to haves, but not have to haves. And I just totally disagree with that.
Yeah. I mean, you'll get no disagreement or no, I agree with you.
Yes. So, you agree with me.
Well,
that would be agreement. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I think what I want to applaud you about, so I'm going to give you a little bit of kudos here. I know you're probably uncomfortable with it, but I think that what is so awesome about what you're doing is you're coming back into the community with your passions, your love, and what you're good at, and you're giving it as a gift to the community. And if everybody would do that, even on the slightest scale, if we can have one person who's really good at piano come and teach a class at the school, or maybe teach an adult class, or get involved in your community and share your talents or skills, we might be able to resolve these problems in the community and not have to wait on legislator, government, and budgets.
Yeah, you know the thing about that, and I often tell people that our biggest enemy is the TV. It's too easy for people to go to work, come home, be tired, turn on the boob tube, sit down, and just turn into a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever they do. I guess some people call them vidiots.
I hadn't heard that one before. That's a good one.
That's an old term. I don't know where I first learned it, but
some marketing class you took.
Yeah, vidiots. But the versus, you know, deciding to do a hobby and pursue it and throw your passion over the bar and find other people that share the passion. I mean, the amazing thing to me about this is how, you know, I have this feeling of Field of Dreams where they say, you know, people will come. And I remember the first weekend where we opened up and the place was packed. And I'm thinking, this little town in North Bend, Washington, far from, you know, what mm-hmm. would be considered the major metropolis, and just packed, full of people ready to listen to jazz. And to me, that's an amazing thing. And what's amazing is that, you know, we were packed last weekend mm-hmm. and we were packed the weekend before. We're not packed every weekend. Mm-hmm. We're not packed every night by any means. But it's amazing to see that people get excited about what you're excited about. They're excited about music. They're excited about supporting the kids on the kids' nights. They're excited about, you know, the piano player that's going to be there tonight, Darren Clendenin, great pianist. And for our solo piano night, I think he's going to bring a couple vocalists with him as well. And so it's just exciting to me to see people then raise their hand and say, hey, I'm excited about what you're doing with the music fund. Can I help? And mm-hmm. One of the reasons we decided we need to set it up as a nonprofit is we woke up one day and said, hey, we've started something, but this is bigger than us. This is not about us anymore. This is about kids in our community. It's about the musicians in the community. And if the restaurant went away, the concept of providing live music and helping support live music and other venues, we'd be happy to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to keep doing this and investing in the kids, investing in the musicians. And we've found common people that kind of share the same vision that music is really important. And out by us, I guess it's, I didn't know this when we started it. I didn't know that Matt Wendman was over at Twin Falls. I didn't know him. I didn't know that Adam Rupert was a big jazz fan out at Mount Si High School. Had no clue. My kids weren't in high school yet.
Right.
So, and then the other teachers in the Valley and their passion for jazz, I had no idea that we had this common language and that we'd become really good friends and that they'd be out there and the kids would be out there and the parents would be out there and it would build a life of its own. And I was sitting at the bar last night and I had it was Sunday night, and Gary Schwartz came over, who's the guy that runs the local theater. And they just did a wonderful production of Dracula there, and they mm-hmm. just did their last show. And we got to talking about how it's just amazing when you share your passion, people come.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people are starters and some people are joiners and some people, and we need all people to follow through and make something a reality. And I think that's what you see in something like this.
And you can find out more information. We're going to take a break, but you can find out more information about Boxley's. Come in, enjoy some jazz or have a good meal. And we're going to come back and talk with Danny in just a moment. But you can go to BoxleyMusicFund.com. And again, that information will be on Walk the Talk with Kim. Let's listen to a little bit more jazz.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and since 1977, we at the Pearson Law Firm have guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice and restitution in insurance disputes and personal injury claims. At the Pearson Law Firm, we work hard to secure justice in civil matters with a network of resources, a wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473. That's 1-800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation, or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Have you heard the phrase, "The beatings will continue until morale improves"? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Walk the Talk for Success, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focused on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. Walk the Talk for Success, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Eric's pointing at me, but I don't want to talk yet. I want to listen to some more music. You're listening to jazz recordings from Boxley's Restaurant out in North Bend. Now, I know that we've been talking about it all the way out in North Bend, but honestly, it's not that far away.
No, it's a wonderful drive. It's kind of the epitome of a stress reliever. You get on I-90 and it's 30 minutes from Seattle to exit 27. Mm-hmm. Go right past the casino and roll right on into North Bend, and you'll see Boxley's on the right-hand side.
It's right there on the right. And the history, those buildings are the original buildings that were built when the town was built. There's some really great history. The other thing is there's some extra little alcoves and kind of interesting things. And Danny, you were so gracious and you let people use rooms when they need to use them. And it's just a really great place to go. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, I would tell you what you should probably do is go out in the valley, go check out the train, go check out Snoqualmie Falls. And then before you leave, go run into North Bend. It's not that far away, maybe 5 minutes away from Snoqualmie Falls, and have a wonderful, fantastic dinner and enjoy some jazz and support the local community, because what Danny's doing really is a labor of love. It's a passion. It's enjoyable, and it's a way to really help out our community. So a little bit more about the Music Fund. I'm going to give a little testimonial. The reason why I asked Danny on here today is because I think what he's doing with the Music Fund and becoming a music member, I'll tell you why it's beneficial for me, because I'm a member. Great idea. So I signed up. Are the prices still the same before I tell the people?
Yeah.
Okay. So I signed up, and it was $65 a month to sign up for it, but you get $50 in Boxley's food per month.
Right.
Plus, you get a CD. So, I mean, for me, being kind of the cheapskate I am, it's a wash because, I got my math figured out on that. But it's really great because I think that allows me to kind of keep track on what's going on there a lot more. And I can send people there. I haven't had a chance to do the vocal soiree, but that's always been a dream of mine to get up there and sing. So
Carolyn's going to be out there on the 31st. So put on your Halloween costume and come out.
And come out and try it out. Although I don't know, I might not be good enough for the vocal soiree, but I'm sure going to try. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And right now, we'd love to get more members, because the more members that you get, obviously, the more programs that we can offer, and the more that the kids can get music education, and we can get these kids smart and contributing and bringing joy to everybody in the valley.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing. There's no bad story around any of this. Nobody can argue with us.
No, there's a lot of good things happening as a result of all the people getting involved with just supporting the music.
And that's BoxleyMusicFund.com. And tell me, what other things are coming up as we get into the holidays?
We also support the local artists, so we've got some great local art on our walls. So painters,
yes,
extraordinaire, some original works there. Excited about the Christmas season. We'll be decorating, going all out. In terms of musicians coming, we've got a fabulous, rather famous musician coming this Friday, Shunzo Ono. And with one of our regulars, Jay Thomas, is going to be there. Jay is just, he's a gem. He's a multi-instrumentalist. I love Jay because he'll start on the trumpet, he'll finish on the saxophone, and play instruments in between. He's just amazing. And he's great with the kids as well. That's this Friday night. And then Saturday, Katie Bourne's going to be there, wonderful vocalist on the Pony Boy label, has a great CD out called As the Fates Decide. So that'll be a fun night. And then my trio plays at 6 o'clock on Sundays. We do it a little bit earlier because it's also kids' night.
Yep.
And so we do the music a little bit earlier.
My kids love going to Boxley's on kids' night. It's fun. They can color and listen to music. And people can even get up and dance. We didn't even talk about that. There's a little dance floor, and people can get up there and shake a tail feather.
Technically, it's not a dance floor. You can ask King County about that. But it's people,
it's a
if
space.
They're moved by the spirit, they can walk around in tempo. How about that?
That sounds perfect. And then you've got things going on for kids. There was a night that we went there, and you had somebody that was having the kids stand up and sing songs and participate.
Yeah, we do all kinds of special events. You just kind of have to get in touch with the calendar. I don't have the December schedule with me.
And it's a great place if you have groups where you want to get together, right, any kind of networking groups. There's an outside terrace and patio. There's a little room upstairs that holds, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 people that
right.
can come.
Banquet room that we just ask people, you know, just order food and you can use the room.
You can use the banquet room. So it's a great little community place to go. And how did you get the name Boxley's? I never asked that question. I always wanted to know.
Yeah, it's actually a local name. As we were looking into names for, our little venture, originally I thought about naming it after my mom, but she wasn't too excited about having a bar named after her. So,
what's your mom's name?
Selma.
Selma's. That would have been perfect.
So we didn't do that. We ended up looking at different names in the Snoqualmie Valley, and we live on Christmas Creek, and which is, if you look on the map, it's actually called Boxley Creek. So we started doing some research into the history of Boxley Creek and Boxley Canyon, and who was George Boxley as a homesteader, and the Boxley Blowout. There was a big dam that blew and wiped out the town of Edgewick, and on Christmas Eve, and that's why it's now called Christmas Creek. But but anyway, so it's a local name. We wanted to support the local culture and start something along those lines.
See, I didn't even know that, and I've lived in the valley my whole life. There's a lot
to
learn.
There's too many Mount Si this, Mount Si that. We decided it was time to do a different name.
And everybody knows where Boxley's is, and everybody knows where to go. We want to thank you very much. The show today was brought to you by Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation and a kind, compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Please don't forget to go to Walk the Talk with Kim on our website. We have listed there, Pearson's are putting together an email list, and this email list is for information and free advice on any kind of legal issues or things that you might need. So definitely look that up on the website there. And of course, you can go to Facebook and you can go to Boxley's, Boxley's. And if you do that anywhere on Facebook, you can learn more information about Boxley's. And then the Boxley Music Fund is BoxleyMusicFund.com. Please consider, come out, support us, go online, listen to the music. I just logged in. There's some really great music listed there. And thank you, Danny, so much for coming on today. We really appreciated it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. It's a lot of fun. We're going to leave with some music, not our normal beautiful day, but we're going to leave you listening to a little bit more Boxley's Jazz. Thank you for listening to Walk the Talk with Kim.